Do you know that they call different things that we have here in the U.S. completely different names in other parts of the world, even in different parts of the country? I'm trying to think of Checkers and Rally's, for example. Those are a chain of restaurants, two completely different names, but depends on which part of the country you're in, what they call it. So here's a list of very interesting ones that I came across. You know, those red Solo cups, at least in Netherlands, they are also called American cups. That's right. We've got a whole line of cups named after us. How cool is that? And Cool Ranch Doritos in Holland and other parts of Europe are called Cool American Doritos. Again, that's pretty cool. This one's very interesting. Sour Patch Kids in France, they're called Very Bad Kids. Well, I guess they might taste bad. I'm not very much on the sour stuff. How about Rice Krispies? They go by Rice Bubbles in New Zealand, plus Australia and parts of Europe. In China, Pringles, they sell chips that are tomato flavored, which actually sounds kind of good. Kraft Mac and Cheese is also called Kraft Dinner in Canada and features a fork on the box instead of a spoon. Those Canadians, they don't have any idea how to eat their mac and cheese. Ruffles in Mexico look about the same until you find a packet of hot sauce inside. That actually sounds really good. In China, Lay's classic potato chips are called Lay's American classic flavor. Well, Frosted Flakes cereal in Europe, it looks about the same until you see it's called Frosties. Actually, that's a really great name. They might have that one right. Axe body spray is called Linux in Australia for copyright reasons. What are other funny changes that you've seen? Like I said, I gave you an example of one that happens right here in the U.S. with Checkers and Rally's. It's Quixie 98.3.